Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. If you're new to the craft beer scene, that first trip into a tap room or brew pub may be a bit daunting, but don't worry. It's only beer, and we're all here to help. But seriously, you'll find that people involved in the craft beer scene are generally very friendly, knowledgeable, and more than willing to give you a helping hand. And at Beer Untapped, we're here for you too. Today, some basic craft beer etiquette.
With all new things and new experiences comes a new set of rules. Rules of the road often. And the craft beer industry is no different. What we do at the craft beer industry and what craft beer bars and breweries is a little bit different experience than a sports bar or a pure restaurant. So there's a couple things probably to just be aware of that many of the bartenders, not only here but around town and around the nation, that they think people should know.
Okay, so things can be just a little different at a tap room or brew pub.
I think the number one rule that people should be aware of is don't be afraid to ask for a sample. Some of these beers are big and you've never heard of them, and the names may not do a great job distinguishing them, and there's a good chance that you've never even had that style before. You may not have any idea what that is. There is nothing wrong with asking for a little sample.
But, don't be obnoxious about it. A sample here and there, that's no problem. Don't be a jerk, though, and ask for 10 in a row.
My suggestion is if there's a number of things on the board that you would care to sample and care to judge, grab a flight. The bartenders are more than happy to pour you a flight. That's just four, full samples. And to be real fair, you usually hardly know what a beer tastes like just on an ounce or two. Sometimes those beers need to open up in terms of flavors, when they get warmer, or when they actually sit in a glass, or when you actually, the second or third small drink of them, actually some of the flavors begin to develop as they warm in your mouth. So don't be afraid to ask for a sample. Just don't overdo it.
And this is important. Don't be too quick to judge a beer.
Be slow to judge beers. There's oftentimes that just a 1 ounce sample won't do it. And you could have a 1 ounce sample across the board and you'll have your bartender running back and forth, and you may miss the experience of having the beer. So if you're going to have multiple samples, go ahead and order that flight.
And a flight of four different beers will usually cost you about as much as a pint. Another feature of many, if not most, tap rooms, the beer list chalkboard. That'll be where you find out what's on tap.
So the beer on the chalkboard is the beer that most beer bars have. There's usually not a secret stock of something. And most time, beer bars will attempt to print a menu if they have the time and if they rotate slow enough. But the reality is that these things rotate so fast that some bars are actually doing it digitally. The beers on the chalkboard are what you have. If you don't have a beer list on the table, it's probably just because by the time the lunch crowd leaves, they've already went through a certain keg of something. So make sure you pay attention to the chalkboard.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss craft beer etiquette. There's one thing Seth wanted to be sure to point out. The women behind the bar know their stuff.
Just because somebody has a beard behind the bar does not mean they make beer or know any more about it than some of the ladies that work behind the bar. So that's one thing that I've seen is somebody has wanted to say, oh, can we talk to the brewer here? And we're happy to talk to anybody that we can, but anybody that works at a tap room or a craft beer bar is usually pretty wise. So don't be afraid to ask the questions to anybody you see. If they're wearing a pub keep shirt or if they have a staff shirt on the back, they're usually a pretty good beer nerd, if not a beer expert.
Also, keep in mind, there are times in the tap room when they're really busy.
We always say clear the shipping lane, so that if you get your beer, you're more than welcome to sit and chat with us for a little while. But if we do have, two deep at the bar, we try to spend as much time as possible, but we try to make sure that everybody has a good experience. And sometimes that just may mean that some of our conversations are a little shorter than even any of us wish to be.
So if you're on a craft beer learning quest, pick your spots.
If you're going out to visit a craft beer bar or you're going to visit a brewery, what I would say is if you're looking to spend some time chatting with the staff, don't come during the happy hours or don't come during the 5 o'clock rushes. You have more than enough staff around at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and they would love to sit down, and they love their craft. They'll talk to you anytime, and especially if they've got an extra 20 minutes, you can sit down and really pick their brain. When it starts getting the 5, 6, 7 o'clock time, we're more than happy to chat as often as possible, but we want to make sure that everybody has a good experience.
And you wouldn't think we'd have to cover this, but here you go. Please don't steal the glassware.
And every brewery has glassware for sale. They'll be happy to send you home as a souvenir. Growlers are also a good way for a good collectible. But just as a courtesy, don't steal glasses. They don't realize that glass they stole, it still costs the bar $3. You lose 10 glasses a night, you're out $30. Lose 20 glasses in a weekend or 40 glasses in a weekend, all of a sudden that's real money to replace.
Brew pubs and breweries will be happy to sell you a souvenir pint glass, and they're usually pretty cheap. And they're often glass giveaways, so you'll soon have more glassware than you could ever possibly need. Finally, to wrap it up today, Wooden Legs taking part in Brookings Creativity Week with a special beer.
But to participate in the week, we thought we would pull out all the stops and use some local ingredients and just put together one of our favorite creative creations. And we made Creativity Week stout with Cool Beans coffee. So it's kind of got a mocha flavor. It's definitely has a coffee flavor. We've used some cocoa nibs in it for the first time that we've ever used that as an ingredient. And of course, we lay it on top of one of our all-time favorite stout recipes. So this is cold coffee as a beer, just to show you that dark beers can be good beers. Also just to maybe play with the convention about what a beer is. So stop on down. We're going to have that, you know, all week. That just got released. We've got all kinds of other beers that we've put out as well, but that's really going to be the flagship for the week.
That's it for this week's Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.